Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, let's round it out. Let's get a little blitz in the mix and some non-Lions-related football for the love of God.
What on earth?
All right, I had a football blitz earlier, and now I have one, because you know what, Mike, the throwback blitzes that we've been doing have been so popular, I found one that you'll enjoy today as well. Now, this is Bleacher Report's list ranking the 25 biggest one-hit wonders in sports, and I want to see how many of these you remember, and just I'm going to go through them all.
Can I offer a guess at one from my childhood?
Sure.
A gentleman who played for the New York Yankees named Kevin Maas. Two
A's. No.
Go look it up. He had like 21 home runs in the first half of the season, never to be heard from again.
That's a great one. No, it's tough to almost make a list of 25. But
what about Sam Militello?
Let me get to these. I want to see if you remember these. What do you think of when I say the name Jerome James?
Jerome James, the New York Knicks?
Yep. For all of Isaiah Thomas' faults as a New York Knicks general manager, he had a somewhat legitimate reason for signing Jerome James to a 5-year, $30 million contract in 2005, but he had a horrific first season, was never really heard from again. That's at number 25 there for you.
Correct.
Jump ahead to 23. This one is an interesting one because it's a team one. The 2006 George Mason Patriots. NCAA basketball. Who can
forget
that miraculous
That's not fair.
Run?
Come on. They were a nice story.
They were. No, and that's a classic Cinderella one. This one, I guess we'll hit home for people, but 21. One-hit wonder. Scott Mitchell, NFL. After a part-time year in 94, Mitchell burst out with 4,300 yards, 32 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Solid numbers in 97 before embracing the pine with the Ravens and Bengals en route to retirement.
Can't argue it. He filled in for Dan Marino, earned himself the contract, had the big year, and then gone.
Mike, do you remember, I know you're an NBA guy, Troy Hudson, NBA. David, you do?
What, the point guard?
From Notre Dame?
Mike, these are the most random.
Well, that's why we're building to the best ones. We're in the 20s
right
now. Troy Hudson, who was with, once he arrived in Minnesota, found a spark, and then he faded away, of course. Earned him $37 million, though.
A point guard. Wasn't he number 7 or something like that?
Yep. Now, you'll certainly recognize a name by the name of Jeremy Lin. Is it fair to classify him as a one-hit wonder?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes. Yes.
We move on here to number 12. This is a former NFL player, Icky Woods.
Oh, the Icky Shuffle.
That is right.
It's the truth, though. You're right.
The fullback recorded a memorable 1,100 yards and 15 touchdowns in his rookie season, 228 yards and 3 touchdowns in the playoffs to propel the Bengals to Super Bowl 23.
Have you ever seen the Icky Shuffle?
I have, yeah. The old highlights, of course.
It's quite a dance.
Watching film, yes.
Quite a move.
How about number 10 as we head into the top 10 here on this list, Mike? Kelly Smith. NFL.
That's not a one-hit wonder. That dude just sucked.
32 touchdown passes and only 11 starts was all Oregon senior quarterback needed to convince professional scouts that he was the real deal.
The guy was terrible. One-year wonder defined. And who was dumb enough to draft him? Yep, your Cincinnati Bengals.
Mike, do you remember number 9? Yankee hurler, Don Larson.
Yeah.
From way back in the day, that's right. He's all the way at number 9 in this one. If not for one memorable game, one of the most memorable games in the history of baseball, Game 5 of way back to the 1956 World Series.
Why are you going to do Don Larson like that?
Well, he's cracked the top 10 on this. Speaking of MLB, number 7. Will people out there recognize the name Mark Fitterich?
Oh, boy.
Mark the Bird Fitterich was a once-in-a-lifetime
specimen.
Now
you done did it.
He's number 7.
He's going to upset everybody here now.
Number 7 on this list. It's crazy. All his oddities were embraced when he finished his rookie season 19-9 with a 2.34 ERA. 10 wins. The rest of his career would, however, cloud that rookie year. And he would, due to injury, be out of baseball by 26.
People talk about his starts here and the electricity surrounding him that summer. You wish you got a chance to see it. None of us were here.
A couple more, and then obviously believe me, if you have any that are top of your head like you did at the beginning of the segment. But number 5, I think, Mike, I'm pretty sure if I had to bet that you'll recognize the name David Tyree.
Oh, come on. Look, he caught the ball in the Super Bowl, but that's not a one-hit wonder. He never did anything in the first place.
Oh, come on. That's the epitome of a one-hit wonder, isn't it? Where he just had one game and that's what he's known for. But
I guess so. I'll allow it, but geez, come on.
Now, number 3, it's a really interesting top 3 they have here. And this is, again, Bleacher Report's list. A Super Bowl record, 204 yards and 2 touchdowns, helped propel Timmy Smith and the Redskins,
Washington Redskins,
to a 42-10 victory over the Broncos.
Yeah.
This is
that was the Doug Williams team. Yep. Yeah, Timmy Smith came out of thin air. That was the strike-shortened season.
People, the soccer fans out there, will recognize Jimmy Glass at number 2.
Who?
Jimmy Glass. Goalkeeper Jimmy Glass scored the most important goal. Goalkeeper Jimmy Glass scored the most important goal in Carlisle United history back in 1999. Seconds before the end of stoppage time. I'm not even going to try to pretend like
what
I know.
What the hell is Carlisle United?
You know what? I'm sure soccer fans will blow up the ticket text knowing this, though. But number 1 on Bleacher Report's list, one-hit wonders in the history of sports. This is not a major sport, but they are listing Buster Douglas.
Yeah.
Buster Douglas as the biggest one-hit wonder in all of sports.
Can't argue it. Beats Mike Tyson at the height of his career, doesn't bother to train for the next fight. Thanks a lot, Buster.
And I still feel like you mentioned a couple before the segment. I still feel like there was a ton that were left off of this list, too. So many of random one-hit wonders in sports.
Jeez.
Mike, well done, as always.
Oh, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.